This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm said Sunday that President Joe Biden would be willing to push through his $2 trillion infrastructure plan without the support of Republican lawmakers if he cannot reach a bipartisan deal. Granholm said on CNN's State of the Union that Biden would prefer his plan have Republican backing. But if that does not work, he would likely use a procedural strategy called reconciliation to allow Democrats to pass it in the Senate. Granholm said most Americans currently support the Democratic president's plan. She's one of several senior Biden administration officials who promoted the proposal on television news shows on Sunday. Since taking office in January, the Democratic president has repeatedly said he wants to work with Republicans, but the infrastructure plan, his second major legislative initiative, so far looks unlikely to draw more bipartisan support than his first, which was a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package. It passed with only Democratic support last month using reconciliation. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said last week that Biden's infrastructure plan was bold and audacious, but would raise taxes and increase debt. He vowed to fight it, in his words, every step of the way. India's health ministry said Sunday it recorded 93,249 new COVID cases in the previous 24-hour period. That was the highest daily tally this year in the South Asian nation. Only the United States and Brazil have more cases, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. Millions of people worldwide were under new lockdown restrictions this weekend. Italy imposed a